Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. I'm constantly amazed at the creativity of business owners and brand owners everywhere I go. I, of course, am always on the lookout for trademarks in storefronts, on signs, in the mall, at the sports stadium. I see them everywhere, and you may also, because they certainly surround us everywhere. But the creativity is astonishing. I want to give you a few examples because I know that when a business owner is trying to come up with a new brand name for their product or service or business, it can seem like it's really challenging. It can seem really hard to come up with something creative and inspiring, but I want to assure you that creative names are out there. And here's some great examples from my recent findings. Just this week, I'm doing some work renovating a bathroom in my house. And we went to the construction big box store and bought cement board, which is like what goes under the flooring, these big panels that look like drywall. The name of the cement board brand wasn't particularly inspiring, but they actually have printed on the cement board that will never be seen other than in the store, of course, which is important, but will never be seen once it's installed because there'll be something on top of it, drywall or flooring or plywood, is a slogan for the company's name. And it says, gives you an edge. And it's a brilliant, witty slogan because the edge of the cement board is really important to framing a corner or a roof or a ceiling. And so I found that tremendously witty and valuable and a great trademark. Another fun one that my kids found recently is these modified chopsticks that are chopsticks on one end and on the other end have a spork. If you've never seen a spork, it's something that people often take camping. It's like a spoon combined with a fork. So it's like a spoon shape with a few tines or prongs for a fork. So it's a chopstick and a spork, and they're called Spork Chops, a fun, playful, memorable name. All here in the Washington, D.C. area, I see frequently when I'm driving on the highway, these vans or buses that people can rent for parties or private transportation. And the most prominent company has a great brand name, the most prominent local company. They're called Chariots for Hire. It's a witty play on the Chariots of Fire name, and it conveys the message of transportation and of being for hire. And they also have a nice logo that goes with it with a chariot on it. So again, a great trademark that's around us all the time and inspiring. Another trademark I came across recently that brought a smile to my face is for a hair salon with a logo, a sort of cartoon of a lion with a big mane, and the salon's name is Tame the Mane. So it's a play on words and a fun thing to say. It's got some alliteration or rhyme to it. And paired with their logo, it's especially good. I was at a baseball park over the summer, and I came across, I'd never actually seen before, a vegan food stand or sort of food truck within the stadium, and it's called the Herbivorous Butcher. And those two things are like incongruous. When you talk about eating vegan food, obviously there's no real technical butchering going on, and it makes the name sound fun and playful and like also very important and big and serious, although it's a playful food brand. So it was a very creative name. And they also had a creative font and logo that go with that. Also on the baseball theme, because I love baseball and I'm recording this during the baseball playoffs, I learned about at a game this summer, a nonprofit started by the Dodgers pitcher Rich Hill to raise money for fighting rare genetic diseases. And the nonprofit is called Field of Genes. So it tells you, G-E-N-E-S, that it's in the field of genetics. And it's a play on that famous baseball film and story, Field of Dreams. A witty, great brand name. Finally, on a trip this summer, I came across right on the same block two great names. One was a small business yarn store for knitting and sewing type supplies, and it's called Common Thread. And that's like a great double entendre talking about thread and common thread and community. And I thought that that was a really warm, welcome, wonderful name. And there was a tiny little bar on the street, and it was called Pint-Sized, a witty, fun name for a bar that sells beer in pint glasses and has the name Pint-Sized. So I tell you these for two reasons. Number one, great brand names are everywhere. And number two, if you're struggling to find a great name, look around you for inspiration. It can come from many different places. Creativity is all around us and is really important to building a bold brand that is going to stick out and make a difference and make an impact on your customers. As you can see, these names were memorable to me and stuck in my brain. And if you are looking for a memorable name so your customers won't forget about your products or services, we can brainstorm together. We can help you with that process. We can begin at the start and go all the way through registering and protecting it. So reach out to me and let's discuss. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.